Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Scroll, screenshot, send, shit talk. Is this the new version of Mean Girls in our current times? Welcome back to Rebecca Neal, the podcast. I am super excited about today's on-trend topic, let's say. It's something I wanted to dive deeper into, and I wonder if it's something you've heard of or if you were shocked, just like me. But firstly, just some housekeeping. I have been super busy behind the scenes. I'm not sure if you have noticed lately, but I've just been hiding out a little bit from the social media space and showing up on stories and videos and things like that. I've just been navigating transition, a new direction, and I'm really excited about what's coming, and I cannot wait to share more with you, and hopefully you guys do align with the direction I'm going. But for today's episode, we are talking about hate following. So this is a phenomenon of the 21st century, and if you just said, say what, hate following and screwed up your nose, this was me earlier this week when I heard someone talking about it, and I thought, huh, is that actually a thing? Now, as I do with most of the podcasts that I record for a particular topic like this, I go on a little research journey prior just to see what I can find out about this new trending thing. I think it's really important because I find it fascinating and interesting when I hear random things like that, and I say, let's go diving a little bit deeper and then let's share it with you guys. And so I found a fair bit online actually, which surprised me. So I guess firstly, what does it actually mean is the question, right? So hate following, this new trend, what does it mean when you're part of this? So apparently it's when you follow someone on social media who makes you feel either angry, envious, judgmental. But the bad part is you can't actually seem to break that toxic bond by unfollowing them. And so in mild cases, there are people who just bitch about the person to their friends. But in extreme cases, they can end up wasting hours and hours consuming this person's content, living on the edge of becoming a full-time online troll. And so hate following doesn't have to be a team sport then, which means that you're not getting together with a bunch of your friends just to partake in this. It's literally happening when you jump on social media consistently, rolling your eyes, scoffing at someone, having like virtual contempt. But the question is, and this is what I was left wondering, why do people do it? So like I said, maybe it's jealousy that you want that perfect life that they project. Remember it. 1% of social media is a part of someone's life. Or social media is 1% of someone's life. I really personally try to share all sorts. And like I just shared before, I haven't really been showing up much online because I've been trying to navigate my own stuff. And to me, being online is a privilege to share insights of my life, to educate, to entertain, do those sorts of things. But not once am I going to get on there just because I have to share something to make someone think something. I'm only on there when I genuinely feel in my honest integrity and when I feel like I've actually got some value to add. And so, you know, so I guess the thing is people find people's perfect life a little bit irritating, but sometimes they find that also addictive. And so maybe people do it because they feel it makes them feel better about themselves as well. So if somebody points out something really annoying and we feel like we don't feel that way, then hate following them can make us feel better by the way we do things. The term does definitely sound extreme, sure, but hate following someone doesn't necessarily mean that you actually hate them, which is kind of good to know, right? The question, though, that I always wonder about this sort of thing is if people actually follow people just to rip shreds off them, what's the actual point, right? And so, you know, you quite often see poor influencers saying things like, well, why don't you just unfollow me then if you don't like me, right? And I honestly have always wondered this question myself, and it really is a good question to ask. Why don't these hate followers unfollow the people that make them feel worse when it comes to the online space? And this is something that I often do with my clients when I first start working with them, is that unraveling the unfollowing and getting into the space of being the best version of you before you try and help someone else be the best version of them. Especially when you're a coach, you need to fit your mask first. And so I often get my clients to really evaluate their social media and see where their head's at around who they're following. Do they make them feel less than? Do they make them feel inspired? And I challenge you this today, right? When you're on social media, I want you to have a whole amount of self-awareness when you jump on there today, when you jump on Instagram. Scroll through the feed and ask yourself the question, how does this post or how does this person in this moment, in this one post, make me feel? Now, if you're leaning more to the negative side, I want you to unfollow them and I want you to feel empowered when doing so. And if they do educate or empower you or inspire you or make you feel better or make you feel in a positive light or even better than when you first jumped on, then keep them. And this is something that you want to reevaluate always. And I'm often unfollowing and reevaluating this whenever I'm jumping on socials. If I see something I don't like or it triggers me in a way that's not nice, I just unfollow. And so as I was doing this research, I came across some articles that actually had some young girls in their early 20s talking about why they actually do this behavior. And so it was very interesting to say the least, that's for sure. And here's what someone had to say. I think when you don't like someone, you want to keep reaffirming the reason why you don't like them. And social media is the perfect place to try and find these faults, even if they don't exist. This is what a 22-year-old from Manchester admitted when she says she hate follows a personal trainer from her local town on Instagram. She says, I'm honestly just so jealous because she's minted, gorgeous, a really good PT, and she's just making it big time. And so she says, this girl says that she catches herself watching the fitness influencers training videos on a daily basis, but she spends time scrutinizing her form, thinking things like, I can't believe her clients are paying for things like this. And so the article continues to go on and ask her questions, things like, why hasn't she just unfollowed her then? And the girl, Ella, says, I don't actually know. Maybe it's because I have so many connections to her and my friends also follow her too. As well as being jealous of her, I find her really interesting. And so Ella also thinks that even if she did unfollow her, she would just look her up anyway. Wow. So now the question is left to make us wonder, why do some people do this? And maybe this is you, and there's no judgment. I really want to lay this out firstly and say there's zero judgment from my end. It's me just sharing insights and understanding why this is happening. I'm here to shed light on things and dig deeper into why someone may be doing this sort of things. And maybe the reason that anyone would follow someone that they don't like online is because they want to find out more about themselves unconsciously. And so when you're following somebody who doesn't represent who you are, for example, like some influencer that's traveling through Dubai or the, you know, overseas, you're going to define yourself by being more moral. And humans do things like this all the time. We even do it when we're in the supermarket, like judging how people are acting or what that person's wearing. Catch yourself out. How often do you feel yourself comparing, judging, criticizing? It's a very, I don't want to say natural trait because we're all born in a state of love. However, it becomes a habit. And so social media comparison tells you a lot about who you are in terms of your social identity and your self-identity. And so my question that I guess I was wondering was, what about when this behavior becomes addictive, when it becomes toxic, when it becomes harmful? And so from a neuroscience perspective, when we see something on social media that we don't approve of, we actually hit our self-esteem button through the brain and release dopamine. And so what happens over time is that in wanting to release more of that dopamine, the level of anger and hate has to increase. So in the short term, you definitely feel better about yourself, but in the long term, it actually becomes addictive, and that's when it's an issue. It's just like sugar, right? Small amounts, and then over time you need more and more to get that same hit. It's the same thing. And it seems that some people, I guess, are more prone to becoming addicted to this type of torturous behavior in the first place. And so if you're already, and if you're listening to this, I have compassion for you for sure, and more than happy to chat about this in the DMs. If you're already suffering from low confidence, then you're going to be more prone to exhibiting these long-term hate following, envy following behaviors. Whereas someone whose confidence is pretty average and can still participate in social media hate following, it won't become that long-term envious game. And so, like, I just remember when I was in the fitness industry in bodybuilding, and you see this all the time, and when I was actually coaching women for comps and photo shoots and young girls, the girls that had already, like, had a lack of self-belief and a lot more critical thoughts on themselves really struggled when it came to the dieting and the training, in a sense of rushing to see the goals and not being, like, they'll stick to the program, but being really anxiously attached to the outcome all the time. And so when we have this, like, inner confidence and can spend more time on social media creating instead of consuming, then that's a much healthier place to be. Social media is a big part of our world, especially when you're in business. And the number one advice that I can give you that is really going to help you is learn how to consume less and spend more time creating, and just jump on and do it as an activity, as a business tool, not get caught up in constantly cross-checking and seeing what's going on. And I definitely have, in my transition over the last few months, really started to analyze my behaviors, why I'm doing what I'm doing. Am I in the right place? And a lot of people are going through this transition time right now as our frequency is raising, our consciousness is leveling up with the planet shifting. And so for me, it was like, I am looking left and right at this person and that person. And am I keeping up with the Joneses? Am I keeping up with so-and-so? And this is more in a business sense. I really don't care about it when it comes to my life. I'm happy. I love my life. And I don't really suffer from any self-belief or any of that sort of thing. It was more about, am I keeping up with the trends of business and different things? And to some degree, it's important, but it's not really, because in that questioning, you lose your truth. You forget who you are and what you're here to share with the world, because you're too busy comparing yourself to what everybody else is posting. And so I guess after I did all this research, one question that was left in my mind is, how do people end the cycle like this, like the toxic cycle? And so if it's someone like you are listening that you do feel like this may be you, firstly, it may be that you need to identify the triggers and start with deleting the apps, or giving yourself screen time, or giving yourself time where you only go on to post for your business and then you jump off. But it's also really important to think about ways that you can actually improve your self-esteem. Long-term social media use also contributes to low self-esteem. So think of things that you can do that make you actually feel really great about yourself when you're offline, anything that keeps you from grabbing your phone. And, you know, it's really crazy that we live in this space now where we're literally attached to our phone. Like, does it make you feel anxious, the thought of not having your phone for a day or two? Kind of excites me, you know, but it's crazy thought to think, because as humans, we've never had to deal with something like this before, because the internet has given us immediate access to every single person that we know and don't. And there's no real regulation when it comes to social media. You could be on your phone for as long as you want, all day, every day, and find pretty much any form of information that you want. Whereas before, if you were going to stalk someone, like literally stalk someone, it wouldn't be that easy. You'd have to drive to their house, sit outside their window like a creepy peepy Tom. It's just not the same anymore. And so the other, I guess, nasty side to social media is the algorithm. And, you know, my partner and I were talking about this morning. He sent me an article on TikTok and the effects that it's having on young girls. And the algorithm will often feed us stuff from people we obsess over the most, right? Which can perpetuate the addictive behaviors that people are developing. So it really is easy to get sucked into the world, like the online comparison or the hate following people you disagree with, especially during such uncertain times like we're in these days. And if you're in lockdown, you know, many people are struggling right now. They're struggling to have motivation. They're struggling to have confidence. They're feeling extremely low about themselves. And so anyone can fall into this trap. And so whether it's like ruminating over your ex's new girlfriend or boyfriend, old friends, the people a step ahead of you in the industry, or complete randoms that you just stumble upon on Instagram because of the algorithm, it seems that, I guess, the answer is to just go easy on yourself. Because punishing yourself with even more guilt or shame for actually being this person or doing this sort of thing will not make you feel better. And I guess you want to ask yourself the question, does the pros or cons like outweigh, which weigh up the pros and cons of what you're actually getting by following that person? And like I said earlier, unfollow anyone that doesn't make you feel good. Because ask yourself this question, what would I be giving up if I didn't follow this person? Like, by not following them, what would you be releasing? Would you feel more empowered? Would you feel free to be just you? Would you feel free of comparison? Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. It really is. When we sit in a space of wishing and wanting and feeling lack and negativity and comparison, we lose the opportunity to feel the beautiful energies of gratitude and affirmation and abundance and happiness and all of the things that are on the other side. So I think it's really important that you think about this today, if this is resonating with you at all. You know, if it's a celeb or an influencer that you follow whose feed is not leading to any mental, emotional, or physical progress for you, you really are better off unfollowing. You know, even if it's like a relative or a friend, right? You really want to look at maybe having a conversation with them offline if it's not something that feels good. You know, it could be a better alternative than using the mute. Bless us that we have that button. And I will put my hand up. I've definitely used it and I still use it quite often. However, it's not, if that's not in your realm, it is really perfectly fine to unfollow, to send those posts off into the ethos and say goodbye. You know, so if hitting the unfollow button empowers you and makes you feel better, then fucking do it. Because it is so empowering when you take back your power, when you take back the positive control that you have on who you fill your mind with, who you allow rent in your head, who you allow the space to connect to on a heart center. You know, I really don't think that person is going to even notice. They probably won't even notice your non-existent relationship. Just putting it out there. So I'm going to leave it there. But one thing I will say is that if this has resonated with you at all and you want anyone to chat with, please reach out. I'm always open to chatting in the DMs. That's where I hang out and really hope that I can bring light and positivity and help you, you know, on your journey in a better direction or a more positive direction. And there's no need to feel shame or guilt if ever in your life you felt this way, but just take back your power. Feel empowered by the people that you connect with. I am so conscious and I find my time very valuable, and I really do invest it into the people I love and care about. And it's not just offline, it's online too. If I don't think you're bringing any value to my life, I feel triggered by you in a not so nice way, or what you're sharing is inauthentic and it doesn't align with my values or any of those things, I'm not following you. I don't need to, and no, neither do you. So spend some time today. I'm going to challenge you. And if you do this challenge, please let me know how you go. Spend some time scrolling through the feed like you normally would in your lunch break or whenever it might be when the kids are in bed. And I want you to ask yourself on every post, how does this make me feel? What thoughts does it provoke? What energy can I feel in my body right now? And then make the decision, the empowered decision, to either keep them and allow them to be in your personal space or to powerfully unfollow them. Until next week, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.